The classic April Fool's tricks. The exact origin of April Fool's Day isn't known, but many think it began in France around 1582 with the introduction of the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. In previous calendars, New Year's Day was between March 25th and April 1st. Many people refused to change the New Year's celebration day and were dubbed fools. They were sent on fool errands, sent invitations to non-existent parties, and had other practical jokes played on them. The harassment evolved and spread to other countries, including Britain and Scotland. The American colonies likely learned the tradition from the English and the French. Most April Fool jokes are in good fun and not meant to harm anyone. The cleverest April Fool joke is the one where everyone laughs, especially the person upon whom the joke is played. From television revealing that spaghetti grows on trees to advertisements for the left-handed burger, the tradition of April Fool's Day stories in the media has a weird and wonderful history. Here are several of the top 10 April Fool's Day pranks ever pulled off, as judged by the U.S. website of Museum of Hoaxes, for their notoriety, absurdity, and the number of people duped. Swiss spaghetti harvest tops the hoax list. In 1957, a BBC television show announced that thanks to a mild winter and the virtual elimination of the spaghetti weevil, Swiss farmers were enjoying a bumper spaghetti crop. Footage of Swiss farmers pulling strands of spaghetti from trees prompted a barrage of calls from people wanting to know how to grow their own spaghetti at home. Instant color TV sets in Sweden come as the third. Sweden, in 1962, had only one television channel, which broadcasts in black and white. The station's technical expert appeared on the news to announce that thanks to a newly developed technology, viewers could convert their existing sets to receive color pictures by pulling a nylon stocking over the screen. U.S. ex-president Nixon's comeback is placed at sixth. In 1992, U.S. National Public Radio announced that Richard Nixon was running for president again. His new campaign slogan was, "I didn't do anything wrong, and I won't do it again." They even had clips of Nixon announcing his candidacy. Listeners flooded the show with calls expressing their outrage. Nixon's voice actually turned out to be that of an impersonator, Rich Little. In 1998, a newsletter titled New Mexicans for Science and Reason carried an article that the state of Alabama had voted to change the value of pi from 3.14159 to the biblical value of 3.0. Burger King, an American fast food chain, published a full-page advertisement in USA Today in 1998, announcing the introduction of the left-handed Whopper, specially designed for the 32 million left-handed Americans. According to the advertisement, the new burger included the same ingredients as the usual, but the condiments were rotated 180 degrees. The chain said it received thousands of requests for the new burger, as well as orders for the original right-handed version. Discover magazine announced in 1995 that a highly respected biologist, April Pazzo, Italian for April Fool, had discovered a new species in Antarctica, the hot-headed naked ice borer. The creatures were described as having bony plates on their heads that became burning hot, allowing the animals to bore through ice at high speed. A noted British astronomer, Patrick Moore, announced on the radio in 1976 that at 9:47 a.m., a once-in-a-lifetime astronomical event in which Pluto would pass behind Jupiter would cause a gravitational alignment that would reduce the Earth's gravity. Moore told listeners that if they jumped in the air at the exact moment of the planetary alignment, they would experience a floating sensation. Hundreds of people called in to report feeling the sensation.